Today, we'd like to study the title of Tammuz in Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 1 to 18. To align with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, he stretched out the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and brought to me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy. What is likely the image of jealousy? Question 2, in verse 14. So he brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house, and to my dismay, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. What is Tammuz? Last question in verse 17. And he said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? Is it a trivial thing to the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence. Then they have returned to provoke me to anger. Indeed, they put the branch to their nose. What does likely they put the branch to their nose mean? Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, we can see brief background. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I, Ezekiel, was among the captives by the river Kebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the fifth day of the month, which was in the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kebar. And the hand of the Lord was upon him here. Ezekiel, here we can see Ezekiel was one of the captives as a slave to carry away in Babylonian or Chaldeans in the land of Chaldeans. Chaldeans is a synonym of Babylonians by the river Kebar. Kebar is a tributary river of Euphrates of Babylonia, today Iraq, because Jehoiachin's captivity, the Judah, the last second king, Judah's captivity occurred in 597 before Christ, historically. The fifth year later was 592 before Christ, when Ezekiel's prophecy began. So now this chapter, verse 1, in the sixth year. Now this chapter 8 is 1 year later. So therefore, 591 before Christ, that Ezekiel is prophesying in the sixth month, the fifth day of the month. Verse 1, and it came to pass in the sixth year, or 591 before Christ, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I, Ezekiel, sat in my house with the elders of Judah. Elders of Judah, the leaders of theocracy, neither democracy nor dictatorship, sitting before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell upon me there. Then I, Ezekiel, looked, and there was a likeness, like the appearance of a fire, So fire is like a yellow color. From the appearance of his waist and downward, God's waist and downward, fire. And from his waist, God's waist and upward, like the appearance of righteousness, bright yellow color, like the color of amber. Amber is a yellow color. Then verse 3, he stretched out. God stretched out the form of a hand, God's hand, and took me by a lock over my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem. So here, prophecy to Jerusalem. Ezekiel was in the plain over the land of Chaldeans or Babylonian by the river of Kabar in today Iraq. But God shows a vision to Ezekiel to Jerusalem, so westbound. So the Babylon is eastbound. So westbound Jerusalem, the capital city of Judah, to the door of the north gate of the inner court. Inner court indicates the temple of God is there, eastbound. Then is the outside the fence. Between outside the fence and inside the temple of God, that's called as inner court. Inner court is the people, also king, non-priest people can sit in inner court. But only the temple of God, in the Old Testament, only priesthood are allowed to enter into the temple of God. The right inside the temple of God called as a sanctuary or a holy place, but behind the veil, the left inside called as the most holy place. That's once per year, only high priest was allowed to enter in the most holy place. To the door of the north gate of the inner court. So north gate of the inner court, which means right-hand side, because the temple of God, the seat toward the eastward. So therefore, right-hand side, north, right-hand side. Where did seat of the image of jealousy? So first question, what is likely or probably the image of jealousy? Because Manasseh, the evil king of Judah, so placed the fertility goddess idol for sexual immorality, that's called Asherah. So 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 7, he, Manasseh the king, even set a carved image of Asherah that he had made in the house of which the Lord had said to David and to Solomon, his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. So Manasseh, the evil king, or the son of Hezekiah, the good king, he set up the Asherah idol in the temple of God over there. That's why probably the image of jealousy is likely Asherah, goddess. The image of jealousy, Asherah. So Manasseh the evil king placed the Asherah is the fertility goddess idol for sexual immorality, which provokes to jealousy. Why? Because the Exodus chapter 34, verse 14, for you shall worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Because God is a jealous God, God is jealous to idol, particularly here, Asherah, we call it as the image of jealousy. First of all, and behold, the glory of God of Israel was there. So glory of God was in the most place over there, their mercy seat, there was the glory of God is on the mercy seat on the top of the Ark of Covenant in the most place. Was there like the vision that I saw in the plain. So in the plain means in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kebar, as we already read chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Verse 5, then God said to me, Son of man, lift your eyes now toward the north, right-hand side. So I lifted my eyes toward the north. And there, north of the altar gate, altar is the center of the temple of God, entrance door, just before entrance the door, there is the altar gate. Was this image of jealousy in the entrance? So right inside there, the image of jealousy was there. Verse 6, furthermore, God said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abomination. Abomination meaning hated thing, hatred thing. The great abomination that the house of Israel commits here. So in the temple of God, in a court area, to make me go far away from my sanctuary. So the right chamber of the temple, the left chamber behind the red veil is the most holy place. So greater abomination, God showed Ezekiel more wickedness continually. Now turn again, you will see greater abomination. So God's sanctuary would be meaningless because those people worship idols in the court, over the temple area. Now turn again, you will see great abomination. So God brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, there was a hole in the wall. Then God said to me, Son of man, dig into the wall. And when I dug into the wall, there was a door. And God said to me, go in and see the wicked abomination. Wicked abomination. As you know, God is merciful. God is love. God is patient. But God is also righteousness. So that's why God makes judgment against wickedness, which they are doing there. So I went in, Ezekiel went in, saw, and there every sort of creeping thing, which means insect, abominable beasts, animals, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed, painted all around on the walls, or drawn all around on the walls. Likewise of the temples in India, Rome, Korea, Cambodia, and so on, such as monkeys, turtles, dragons, insects, pigs, snakes, or grotesque-looking forms, strange-looking forms. Verse 11, and there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel. 70 men of the elders, the leaders of Israel, theocracy. Exodus chapter 24, verse 1, now God said to Moses, come up to the Lord, you, Moses, and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, who are priests, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar. So we see here 70 men of the elders, the leaders, after the priesthood. In their midst stood Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan. Those are probably priests. Each man had a censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. So here, each man, which meaning the 70 men of the elders, has also including Jezaniah too. So each man has a sense. But high priest brings a movable incense in the most holy place for God. But here, each man had a sense in his hand. So a thick cloud of incense, why? Not for God, but for idols. So here, 70 men plus Jejaniah has a portable incense sense. Why? Because to worship idols, not for God. But in the Old Testament, the only high priest, the movable incense sense was allowed in the most holy place. But the sanctuary, the fixed sense there, just before veil in there. So priest worshiped in the sanctuary, only there. But they didn't have a movable sense. So therefore, here is a thing of a cloud of incense, which meaning they worshiped for idols, not for God. Verse 12, then God said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark, idol worship? Every man in the room of his idols, or in the chamber of his imagery, every man in the mind of his idols. Do we have any secret idol? Anything else more than God, who we love, is becomes idol, such as money, pleasure, publicity, children, whatever. So here, each man, every man has the room of his idol or the mind of his idol. For they say, the Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. That's not true, because the Lord is omniscient. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 10, verse 26, therefore do not fear them. Hear them, the critics, to call the master of a house, who is Jesus, as Beelzebub. So Jesus said, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. So God knows everything. So, but they said, the Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land, so therefore they submitted to evil, the wickedness. And God said to me, turn again, and you will see greater abomination, more worse thing shown that they are doing. Verse 14, so God brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house. Continue right-hand side. And to my dismay, my upset, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. Question two, what is Tammuz? Tammuz, a god of the ancient Babylonian religion from the time of Babel Tower. Genesis chapter 11, verse 9. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. So after the flood of Noah age, Noah's son, the Shem descendant, they build up a big tower, Babel, to show up their fright, or they might communicate with spiritual being. So God regret. So God scattered one language into a lot of language for confusion. So that tower is a Babel Tower. At that time, is ancient Babylonian religion is Tammuz. Tammuz is the counterfeit of Jesus Christ. Counterfeit of Jesus Christ. Son of Samus, the virgin. So Tammuz's mother, virgin, Shimaramus, so called as the queen of heaven. Samus was born in December 25th, that time they celebrate the Tammuz birth barbecue, pig barbecue, and the Yule log. Like today, Christmas Eve, we made a Yule log, so campfires at homes like that, to celebrate his birth. During his hunting, he was killed by a wild boar. He was dead and descended into Hades. Then Ashtaroth, his wife, Ashtaroth is also daughter of Tammuz's mother, Semiramis. So Ashtaroth is Tammuz's sister and wife. Ashtaroth, his wife, mourned for him and went into Hades. He was resurrected in the spring season. So celebration of his resurrection called Ashtaroth, we call Easter. How comes this is the counterfeit of Jesus Christ Tammuz? Because when Constantine adopted Christianity as state religion in Roman Empire, he incorporated into the church many over pagan practices. So that's why. So today is on December 25th, we to celebrate the birth of Jesus, not the birth of Tammuz, but the Easter day also we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, not the resurrection of Tammuz. But unfortunately today, commercialism prevails the main character of Jesus Christ through Santa Claus. Santa Claus replaced Jesus Christ. Also, Easter bunny replaced Jesus Christ to promote commercialism. So today also, not showing particular idol, but in heart, in mind, commercialism prevail, contaminate even with Christians. So we watch for that. So Tammuz, to answer, what is Tammuz? Tammuz answer, a god of the ancient Babylonian religion, also the counterfeit of Jesus Christ. So Tammuz, birthday, December 25th, resurrection date is Easter. Then verse 15, then God said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? Turn again, you will see greater abomination than this. God is showing Ezekiel to worse, the more worse thing. So he brought me, this meaning Israel people crossing over the line between the love of God and the fury of God. So he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and there at the door of the temple of the Lord. So just at the door of the temple, between the porch. The porch is an entrance into the temple of God. There is a two big porch. And the altar were about 25 men. Who are 25 men? 25 men priesthood, 24 priests, plus one high priest, equal to 25. 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord. But they didn't enter into the temple of the Lord, but back the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east. Why? Because they were worshiping the sun toward the east. Priests' sun worship right there in the temple of God. Verse 17, and God said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? Is it a trivial thing or light thing? No, serious thing to the house of Judah to commit the abomination which they commit here, for they have filled the land with violence. Ezekiel chapter 7, 27, make a chain, for the land is filled with crimes of blood, and the city is full of violence. So there is a priest that made a lot of violence to the widow, the poor, the needy people, kind of thing, to get advantage out of them. Then they have returned to provoke me to anger. Indeed, they put the branch to their nose. The next question, what is they put the branch to their nose mean? Put their nose up in the air like they don't see God, which meaning they don't care of God. They are not interested in God. So which means sniffing God, looking down God. So that kind of happening today in America, a lot of anti-Christianity movement coming out. So one of our Bible study group, you know, one community the village, they didn't say, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, the celebration, they just say, you know, Thanksgiving holiday. They try to dilute, you know, Christianity, but into, you know, they said neutral term, and actually anti, you know, Christianity, they are promoting the pleasure, human pleasure, also promoting commercialism, you know, kind of thing. So that is so sad. That's like they put the branch to their nose, simply they don't care about God, you know, Jesus Christ, sniffing God. You know. Therefore, I also will act in fury, in anger. My eye will not spare, nor will I have a pity, compassion, and though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. So God is love and patient, but is not forever. God's fury upon them when we crossed over the line between the love of God and the anger of God. So we as a born-again Christian or the children of God, we should live sanctified life in the spirit and truth. So let's see, you know, each question answer. Question one answer the image of jealousy. What is like the image of jealousy? That is the idol of Asherah. Asherah is a fertility goddess to promote the sexual immorality, because Manasseh the king sat, you know, in the temple before Jehoiachin's king. Question two, in verse 14, what is Tammuz? Tammuz, a god of ancient Babylonian religion. Tammuz is a counterfeit of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ's birth and resurrection. Question three, they put the branch to their nose. What does it mean? That is sniffing God. Let's just sing song all together, the page on bulletin. Page 8, number 3.